Now, the VOA Learning English Program, Words and Their Stories. On this program, we explore words and expressions in the English language. We also explain how they developed and how English speakers use them today. We try really hard to make this program special, but not everything can be special all the time. In fact, many things are just average or normal. Today, we talk about an expression often used to describe such things, run of the mill. So, why do we use this expression to mean not so special? To explain the meaning of run of the mill, let's talk about the word mill. A mill is a place where machines make products. It is like a factory. For example, a paper mill makes paper, and a steel mill manufactures steel. A mill can produce just about anything. While mills make many kinds of products, language experts are not exactly sure which type of mill is being described in the expression run-of-the-mill. One possible explanation begins in a clothing mill. Many years ago, all clothes were made by hand. Handmade clothes took a lot of time to make, and they were generally one of a kind. None of them looked exactly the same. However, as technology improved, machines began making most clothing. By the early 1900s, the expression run-of-the-mill described machine-made clothes. Such clothing was thought to be less special than handmade products. Now, another story simply suggests that when mills were producing products, quality control was a problem. A mill would simply make a lot of a product without much thought of quality. You could say it was a quantity over quality way of thinking. The more, the better. Language experts note that by the early 1920s, people began using run-of-the-mill to describe anything thought to be ordinary or commonplace. Today, that meaning is unchanged. Anything that is a typical example of something, we can call run-of-the-mill. And this expression is widely used today. If you go to a show and the singer is just so-so, you could say it was a run-of-the-mill performance. Perhaps you bought a run-of-the-mill computer. You know, a model that you can find anywhere. Maybe you have a friend who moves to a run-of-the-mill town, lives in a run-of-the-mill apartment, and works a run-of-the-mill job. Nothing about his new life seems very special. Hopefully, he will make some new friends or start a new activity to make his day-to-day life more interesting. We have a few other expressions that have a similar meaning to run-of-the-mill. One comes from the world of food. If something is cookie-cutter, it is just like everything else. This comes from actual cookie cutters, the tools for cutting cookie dough into shapes. All the cookies come out looking the same. The word cookie cutter is used to describe a group of things that look alike. For example, if a land developer develops a neighborhood using the same design for all of the houses, they may look very cookie cutter, or all the same. Another expression comes from a favorite activity of many people, gardening. If something is described as a garden variety, it is average, common, or mediocre. This comes from the fact that some things grow very easily, and some fruits, vegetables, flowers, or plants that grow easily become popular with gardeners. They are varieties that are found in many gardens, so we call them garden varieties. Now let's hear how we can use some of these words and expressions.
Hey, I need a haircut, but the woman who cuts my hair just moved. Can you suggest someone?
Well, if you want something different and unique, I would go to Ronaldo at Creative Cuts. But I have to warn you, it's going to cost you.
Maybe later I can try a really different hairstyle, but for right now, I just want a simple garden variety cut.
In that case, go to Beatrice at Simple Cuts. The haircut won't stand out, but it also won't cost a lot.
Sounds great. Thanks.
You must try a piece of this bread.
Wow, this is really good. Where did you get it?
It's a new place down on Waterfront Street. From the outside, it looks like your average run-of-the-mill bakery. But as soon as you enter the store, you know it's not. They handcraft all of their breads and pastries. Nothing cookie-cutter about this place.
Cookie-cutter. Get it?
Yeah, that's funny.
So, what's the name of this unique bakery? I have to go.
It's not your run-of-the-mill bakery.
Yeah, I understand. But what's the name?
It's not your run-of-the-mill bakery.
I get it.
No, you don't. That is the name of the bakery.
Oh, sorry.
One last note. You can use all of these expressions, cookie cutter, garden variety, and run-of-the-mill, in any situation, with people you know well or not at all. And that's Words and Their Stories for this week. I'm Anna Mateo.
A simple guy.